You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher, on Friendship with God.
My partner made this very, very offensive, crude comment that as a Christian I felt terrible about. And I thought of this verse, and I thought of these five questions from 2 Corinthians 6. And I asked myself about my partner. First question, what fellowship? Second question, what communion? Third question, what concord? Fourth question, what part? Fifth question, what agreement? And I asked God to get me out of this unequal yoke. And well, the business didn't have any sales and it didn't have any prospect to sales, and it went on for another year to have no sales. So after 3 months, my partner got offered a professorship at a university where he still is. And he left, and I bought him out for $67.50. It's a huge sacrifice. And I felt as though the business had been redeemed.
Listen to Tom Cantor weekdays at 10:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Psalms 149, turn there with me, verse 5, 149, verse 5. Verse 5 says, "Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be where? Be where? Oh, let me hear it one more time. Where? Listen, you know what that means? All through the Bible, that same term is used. That means that you can't praise him in your heart. Please don't sit there on the pew and go, "Well, I'm just praising him in my heart." No. He said, "Let the praises of God be where?" Help me one more time. Where? You say, "Well, that's just not me. I'm just the silent type." Here, let me help you today. If you're ever going to break through into the next dimension of living, you better let some praises get in your mouth. Ask yourself this question: is your life what you want it to be? Is it at where you want it to be at? Are the things manifesting the way that God put the dreams in your life to manifest? If not, maybe could it be that you just need to put a little bit more praise in your mouth and stop being so quiet? Could it be that you need to climb up on out of your shell a little bit and begin to lift up a praise? I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm trying to get you somewhere. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. I'm praising him in my heart. I'm dancing in my heart. No. And you say, "Well, Pastor, I'm old. I can't move that man." Well, if you can tap your toe, tap your toe. Right? Just get a little toe tap going. Holy Ghost can work with a toe tap. Come on, amen. He said, "Let the high praise of God be in your mouth," and watch this, "and a two-edged sword in their hand." In other words, with praise in your mouth and the word of God in your grasp, look what will happen in verse 7. You will execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the people. Now, when he talks about nations, he's literally talking about the enemies of God. Everybody say the enemies of God. He said, "You will execute vengeance on the enemies of God and punishment upon the people to," watch this, "to bind up," verse 8, "to bind up their kings with chains." Everybody say, "Bind up their kings with chains." Now, how many know when you get over to Ephesians chapter 6, Paul writes in his letter, he's talking about spiritual warfare, and he begins to talk about this, and he frames it up like this. He says, "We wrestle against powers, principalities, and rulers of darkness." You say, "What are those?" Those are demonic rankings in the spiritual realm. Principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness. There are all kinds of princes and all kinds of rulers in the domain of darkness. They rule in darkness. They don't rule in the light. Come on, somebody, amen? And he said, when you put the high praises of God in your mouth, the word of God in your grasp, he says you begin to bind up their kings with chains. Oh, come on, somebody, amen. And he said they're nobles with fetters of iron. Listen, you know what that means? That means he might have got some of your money this week. Come on, somebody, amen. He might have tried to attack your health this week. He could be tormenting your kids this week. You might not even know where your kids are tonight. Come on, amen. But if you want to turn the tables on him, if you want to pull a victory up out of a defeat, if you want to go to the enemy's camp and take back what he has stolen from you, then all you got to do is begin to bless his holy name, begin to exalt the name of Jesus, begin to lift him up in your life and say, Jesus, you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be glorified. He's worthy. Come on, somebody. Glory, 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 glory. He said, when you do that, you bind the enemy up in chains. You put that spiritual weakness. It's like you put fetters on their feet. They can't fly nowhere. They can't go nowhere. They can't get in your business no more. They can't touch your kids. They can't come against you. Because when you praise him, you bind him up. Hallelujah. Come on, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. See, you can always tell somebody like that because they got a praise on their lips. The word of God and praise is in their mouth. They come out swinging with a sword with the word. When the devil says they can't, come on, somebody. We were talking about weapons the other night. Who's here Wednesday night? Come on, I said it's time for warriors. I said it's time for warriors. God has given you weapons of warfare. And praise is a weapon. The word of God is a weapon. When the devil says you can't do it, you pull that word out and say, swoosh, and I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And you open up a can of I can. Oh, hallelujah. Woo, I feel good. Praise the Lord. Hold on, watch this. This is what he said. He says, here's what happened when the throne sits in the midst of praise with the high praises of God. That two-edged sword binds up kings and nobles. And watch this in verse 9. Watch this. To execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. To execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all the saints. Listen, you need to understand this. Don't miss this. He said, this honor goes to every saint. Every saint, come on. He said, this honor goes to every saint. I mean, the devil is so defeated that at the end of time, when you read the book of Revelation, when God gets ready to throw him into the pit for all of eternity, he don't even send an archangel. Come on, somebody. The Bible just says, he says, some random angel. Some angel just standing there. Go take care of it. Really, come on, amen. It don't even tell us his name like Michael or Gabriel. Just some warring angel just hanging around the throne of God. And it says God just chooses some random angel, says, okay, I'm done with him. I'm finished with him. Just go ahead and execute. Go throw him in the bottomless pit. Bam! Come on, somebody, amen. Why? How does he do that? Because the devil has already been judged. He's been judged. God judged him. Come on, amen. You say, what are you talking about? Well, listen, watch this. How many of you know in our criminal justice system, when we have a trial, they present evidence, the jury comes back, they set up, they pass a little note to the judge, he reads the note, they make a decision, and he says, the jury has found you guilty. How many know at that point you've been judged guilty? Then what do? They come in there, the bailiff handcuffs them, takes them out, takes them back to jail to await what? Sentencing. Everybody say sentencing. Amen. They come back for sentencing. And on the day of sentencing, that's when they execute the judgment that had been made when he was found guilty or she was found guilty back on the day of court. They don't judge them on the day they were found guilty. Come on. Or they don't execute the judgment on the day they were found guilty. He's already been judged. Come on, somebody. Amen. They execute or they carry out the sentencing or the judgment that's been decided. Come on, are you seeing where I'm going with this? And this is what he said. He said, here's what happens when you praise. 2,000 years ago at a place called Calvary on an old rugged cross, he was judged. Jesus come down off that cross and went into the belly of the earth. And he said, that's it, you're judged. You're defeated. You ain't got no more power, no more authority. And that's it, I'm finished with you. Come on, somebody. And then you know what that means? Every time you get in his presence, every time you shout, hallowed be thy name, every time you praise him, every time you worship him, you execute the judgment that was given to him 2,000 years ago. You deny his right to exist in your life. You deny his ability to deceive you. That's why you got to praise. That's why it's got to be in your mouth. Because the devil can't read your mind and he can't read your heart.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Highway 55, Burger Shakes and Fries, a proud corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a 50-scene, old-fashioned diner that takes you back to the old days where you can enjoy a fresh burger, fries, and a malt, or a cheesesteak that you've been looking for but couldn't find. Every Thursday from 5:30 to 8 at Highway 55, you can see the cars of yesteryear. Highway 55, Burger Shakes and Fries, is located at 4007 Southwest Port St. Lucie Boulevard and Parr Drive. Highway 55, Burger Shakes and Fries.
Getsemani, Golgotha reminded me of the pain you went through for me. Although the cross was heavy, still you carried it for me. You said, Father, if there is a way, take this pain away from me. Even at the cross, you carried one to paradise. Even at the cross, you shed your blood to give me life. Have mercy on me. At the cross on Calvary, when you were suffering, you were thirsty. They gave you vinegar. All that was for me. You cried out, oh Father. You said, forgive them, they know not what to do. Even at the cross, you carried one to paradise. The cross, you shed your blood to give me life. Oh, cried I would. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, oh Lord, for what you've done for me. You carried one to paradise.
Even at the cross,
you shed your blood to give me life. Look what I would. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me.
Oh, even at the cross,
you carried one. Shed your blood to save my life. Glad I do not. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, have mercy on me.
Desert blossom as the rose, and yet we know you want to move. We've seen your deeds, but haven't known your ways. We've raised a god in the image we have made. We've yet to be the grain of wheat that dies, and yet we cry, revive us once again. Oh, rend the skies, revive us, Father. Descend, we cry, consuming fire. Precious Father, oh, take us to our own Gethsemane, where we can see the greatness of our need. Oh, Spirit, come and drive us to our knees, that we might plead, revive us once.
Sleeps. He was born with special needs.